Good evening. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel. The Illinois General Assembly has signed off on a major school funding overhaul that unlocks cash for over 800 school districts throughout the state. That's despite no votes from local Quad Cities representatives. Democrat Mike Halpin from Rock Island says he couldn't agree to a part of the bill that provides $75 million in tax credits for people who donate to private school scholarships.
Now, the underlying provisions for the education funding reform, those are going to have significant positive effects on the Quad Cities. I just don't know that the scholarship program is going to help people in this district. And I found it unacceptable to couple that bill with a $75 million tax break for millionaires, which is effectively going to undermine public education.
Representative Tony McCombie from Savannah also voted against the bill, saying it doesn't do enough for schools in her district and that the tax credit program will put a $75 million hole in the state budget. The House approved the plan late Monday night. It passed the Senate 38-13 today, with Senator Neil Anderson from Andalusia voting against it. The bill now heads to Governor Bruce Rauner, who has vowed to sign it. Blood centers throughout the country are being asked to send blood to Texas in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. Supplies are running low after centers there have had to cancel blood drives due to flooding, emergency evacuations, and continuous heavy rainfall. Kirby Wynn of the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center says his organization has sent 40 units of blood to try to offset a 3,000-unit loss at the Gulf Coast Regional Blood Center in Texas.
A blood transfusion that's needed, whether it's through surgery or cancer treatment or a trauma, cannot be delayed due to any kind of a shortage. And that's what we're all working to avoid.
Wynn says his center is sending only surplus blood to Texas and prioritizing local needs first. The Gulf Coast Regional Blood Center in Houston is one of the largest in the country, serving about 124 healthcare facilities. And a company that specializes in building affordable housing is the new owner of a former school in Davenport. Last night, the Board of Education voted to sell the Lincoln School to the DJ Land Company, which is a division of the WODA Group based in Westerville, Ohio. The sale price was $730,000. Vice President of Development Nick Sirek says WODA has a lot of experience converting old schools into affordable housing and probably has 4 to 5 of these projects underway right now.
It can be the type of thing that scares off some developers because it's more complicated when you're dealing with a older historic structure. You could have some environmental issues. You've got to work within the existing envelope of the building versus just having a nice flat piece of ground.
Sirek says his company plans to turn Lincoln into 50 units of affordable and market-rate housing. The state of Iowa would help by granting affordable housing tax credits. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel.